Googly morning! And it's not morning, it's definitely night time. But luckily, it is still night time for us, because it's not early hours in the morning.
Well, it's morning somewhere, maybe. So
possibly in Asia? Or yeah. Australia?
Yeah, Japan should be morning now, I think.
Should.
So happy Friday for you. Not long till your live letter. Please be excited.
Oh, yeah, isn't that tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Great.
Everything's hyping up to that Shadowbringers launch. It's like an expansion or something.
Ooh.
I know.
It's going to be great. I 15 days, soon to be 14, because we come close to...
Half an hour till 14 days.
Yeah, half an hour till
14. So, the live letter tomorrow. Are you looking forward to it?
I am, but it's going to be at fucking like 12 o'clock. It's going to be at midnight.
No, I think it's about 9 or 10 o'clock for us.
I have people saying it's midnight and like...
I'd have to check. I don't think it's that late for us, but I would have to check. But yeah, it's going to be covering a lot of different things about Shadowbringers, of course. So, you know, it would be a bit weird otherwise. But one of the stuff we know it's going to be covering is the fact that it'll be covering crafting and gatherers.
That's going to be good.
So
they're going to get. I'm hoping they're going to talk a whole lot more about the Ishgard.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn a bit like how what are you actually going to have to do for it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we're going to get much about that, to be honest.
Also, it says 11 BST, so that's British Standard Time.
Yeah, so 11 o'clock.
Or British Summer Time, whichever one.
Yeah, because we really get summer here.
I know, it's quite hot today, and it's actually sunshining. Quite raining, then.
Yeah, it's been pissing it down here. It's been warm, but pissing it down.
Was it like the warm rain? I hate the warm rain.
Yeah.
Oh my god, trying to say warm rain.
Warm rain. Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain! I don't know, I'm just gonna go with it. In Deep Bell Crafted? So I'm just getting the website, right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, Crafters, the trust system, which I'm looking forward to be honest. Be interested to see how the trust system works. So.
That's why people are not, worried about queues, because, I have the trust system. I'm like, okay, but are we actually gonna get, XP from that?
Oh, yeah, you get normal dungeon XP.
Oh, that's
all right
then.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's worth doing it over roulettes though, because roulettes will be faster.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're like a tank, it's fucking easy, like I am.
Well, no, DPS it will also be faster. I feel like with the queues,
gunbreakers.
Because from what we saw, that trust add an extra 5 to 6 minutes on top of your normal run. So, yeah. I mean, just do fates while you're waiting for your queue. It's not hard.
Or just do what I do, watch something, like watch a YouTube video and just wait for your queue.
Yeah, but you're leveling up, so fates are worth it. Especially with the fact that they've changed the fate system. You know, the fact that it rewards you with items, and that's how you get your mount increased items as well. So, I don't know if you've seen the fate changes.
I haven't seen the fate changes yet, no.
Basically, fates now give tokens, beast tribes do. And then you can exchange those for crafting materials or other items. They said they're going to actually add more items in the future.
That's pretty good.
So, really, there's no reason for DPS to worry about queues, because just do your fates while you're queuing or do your side quests.
anyone does that!
Oh my god. That made me laugh. The day I do side quests is the day I learn flying in any zone.
In any zone. Fucking rip. I know, I like when we have to obviously get all the flying again. I know you haven't even done fucking Stormblood yet.
No, I haven't. It's just funny seeing Chili. The map's over there. I'm okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, 5 minutes. I'm going to fly there in my Kefka mount. My plane that can't fly.
I don't mind doing those because obviously I did it for one character. I haven't done it for movable, and I'm not going to do it for movable because I'm just pure lazy.
By the way, they are changing how side quests work, so they might be worth it now anyway. Basically, they'll scale up to your level.
It's like, I think like, the only quest I actually done when I was waiting for queues, because I was leveling Red Mage first. Storm's Blood. And I just did the flying quests while I was waiting, just to get the flying ones. That's literally it.
But now, side quests now level up with you, so if you want to level up a second job, then that can help a bit. But yeah. Live letter tomorrow. I can't wait. We can hear about trials, we can hear about crafting, gathering. Probably going to see... We should see some more stuff about the dungeon, surely. It's only a few weeks from now. I don't know.
Like, I know that we're not going to be getting, obviously, the patch notes and the material, you know, like a day before.
It'd be the 27th?
Yeah, so we can, like, sit there and just, like, read all the potencies, read everything.
Yeah.
And that's when people are going to be like, yeah.
By the way, Summoner's already had some potency changes since the last...
Well, Summoner?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, well, not just Summoner, but, you know, Lucid Dreaming?
Yeah.
That now there's only 50 potency.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So that you can use it more often, but the potency has been decreased. Yeah. Also, it doesn't reduce the minute anymore. So, yeah.
Doesn't. Oh, yeah, well, because aggro is not going to be a problem now because of the whole tank stance thing.
You say that.
Aggro is not going to be a problem. Yeah, I know that, but then you have, like, the, you know, the fucking monks and the samurais that are just greedy fuck.
I'm just talking about tanks that don't use my purify. We don't have it anymore. Well, I'm not using purification. Screw you. I'd rather die. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm not using purification. I'd rather die. Use diversion. Diversion reduces hate, but I'm not using purification because that uses 5 chakra stacks, which is my highest damage dealing move. So
okay, so with monk, with Mike, do you think the changes are going to be good? I know I've read like a lot of people saying, "Oh, well, Monk getting shafted again." That I was thinking, but
no, we're not. They have moves.
They look really cool.
Yeah,
you know, like they actually have an AOE rotation now.
Yeah,
the kicks. You know, they never had a proper AOE rotation.
Yeah, we had an. It's weird AOE single target AOE.
Yeah, but.
Now we can do an AoE, and we've got an AoE chakra move, which is nice. Though it's a shame they got rid of Howling Fist to do it, but eh.
It does look good, though. I think Monk's going to get played a whole lot more.
And then we've got the ability to stop our chakra from going down. Oh, wind. Damn it, wind.
Damn it, wind. Oh, no.
I had the gases.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Fist of Wind.
No, but Fist of Wind is also
you
the...
actually had wind. Oh, fucking hell.
That's how you monk in real life.
That's how you monk in real life.
But no, Fist of Wind also is now part of your rotation, really. Well, part of your... I'd say you're going to stay in Fist of Wind longer than you are Fist of Fire now, which is weird. Weird to say. Because you're going to start with Fist of Fire, get your 3 stacks, then before you do all your buffs, switch to Fist of Wind, get your 4th stack and just stay in there. There's no point switching back to Fist of Fire unless you're going to use Tornado Kick and then switch back to Fist of Fire for a little bit until you get your Fist of Wind back. Because Fist of Wind, although it has the same amount of damage as Fist of Fire... it allows you to get your 4th Grease Lightning stack, which gives you higher skill speed. So, it has the same potency, it's just that you hit faster. So, and Riddle of Fire doesn't force you into fire stance, so you can just pop Riddle of Fire while in.
Oh, yeah, that changed now, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's not going to actually pop you in it, but it's going to give you the actual potency.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great, that's a big buff. Yeah, you will be in, like, Fist of Wind for...
Yeah.
Literally, though.
pretty much the whole fight anyway. Yeah, what about your job? Have you looked into some of your jobs?
Also, I've looked into Gunbreaker because I'm going to be mainly Gunbreaker, like, next expansion. Literally, I'm going to have, like, three alts that'll be Gunbreaker. I have my... Obviously, my main was Bunnery Gunnery. It's going to be a Gunbreaker. And Paul Agra is going to be a Gunbreaker now. And even Boo Boo is going to be a Gunbreaker, but I'll be leveling, like, Scholar first because, obviously, I rode a Scholar over there. But I think that's... I think this looks cool. Cool, yeah. And I like it because a lot of people have been saying, "Oh, like skill speed will be good on this." And it better be fucking good on it. So hell yeah, man, like a decent thing for skill speed. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like for warriors, like you can. I think you have to have like a like the sweet spot of like skill speed. Yeah. But if this is like, oh yeah, instead of having like it'd be like your secondary like stat you could have instead of like crit. So they'd be like, okay, what? Everything else you can have like crit, but whatever you can't have crit on, you just put skill speed. I'll be so happy because I have so much fucking skill speed. Materia, I just want to get rid of. And if it goes on my Gunbreaker, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I feel like Dancer might use skill speed as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, looking at Dancer, I don't know because I don't know. I haven't talked to my static for a while because we've had like a big row shit and it's been a nightmare. But I don't know what classes they're going. So
I know I'm a level monk up first and then I'm switching to Dancer probably.
Night.
So
Dancer chili.
Yeah. But I'm staying at Lalafell, I'm not switching to Bunny Girl.
No, I'm already ahead of the game. A friend got me a Fantasia for it for my birthday, so I was like, "Ah, thank man, like, yeah, we Gucci." That means I don't have to, because this next month I only have 700 quid for basically food.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for food.
Yeah, because I had 1,500, but most of that went to rent, electric bill. And all that, and so I had like 700 for food.
Yeah,
what's good? Like that's fine, but I because obviously
is that food for the family though?
No, that's just food for me.
Okay, well I only spend about £15 a week.
It's like it really depends on me if I'm.
Well,
I have a schedule of weeks where I will be eating a lot of calories because I'm going to be burning it at the gym.
Yeah.
And then...
I say that, but it's about average. Yeah, 20 quid probably is... Yeah. Depends on if I have a takeaway.
Oh, I have takeaways every Friday with my family. I put, like...
Yeah.
20 quid towards that. But I think... I like how we derived back to food, because...
Food! That's us.
I don't know, because obviously I have a whole month of just playing Stormblood.
Yep.
Stormblood?
Stormbloods.
They both. We go with S. I hate that. Cool, but you know, I have a whole month of just non-stop playing it. Obviously, you know, you have to do, you know, your squats. You know, get your legs moving as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people sitting down for too long. Because you know what you can get by sitting down too long: blood clots.
Yeah. Also, hydrate.
And hydrate.
No. Always have water nearby. Delicious water.
Delicious water. It sounds like a soft drink. Well, you can have sparkling water.
Well, I have sparkling water. That's what I drink. There's still water.
Yeah. I'll have, like, I've, my mum recently bought me a big container.
Yeah.
Like a water, like, cooler container, but it's, like, it's an actual thing I can just, like, it has, like, a flip and it has, like, a straw into it.
Nice.
It's really cool. So I'm going to be having that with like just a big jug of water. It's going to be great.
Sounds good. So a trailer dropped this week.
Ooh. Ooh.
That trailer.
Ooh. So many questions for that trailer.
Okay. For those who haven't watched it, make sure you go watch the trailer because it has some really big twists. But we'll start talking about the start of it, really. you can see the Warrior of Light landing in the new shard. But what's interesting is, after you've had a little bit of stumbling about, you meet the caravan guy from the start of A Realm Reborn, just sat with what looks like some sort of cup of tea. He's got a drink for you and for him, which is a bit weird, really.
I thought that was really cool, because it's like A Realm Reborn kind of like started anew, and yeah. I come back to it. It's kind of, you know, like, oh shit, man, we get to see you again. Hell yeah, dude. How's it going?
How did he get here?
Yeah, no, he's actually really Heidelin in disguise.
You know, all these twists, who knows? But he's sat smoking his little pipe, waiting for you.
So looking at our character and feeling like how dazed they are, do you think we have our memory?
I think we do, we're just... That's the travel, probably. Remember, if you see later on, it looks like there's like... You're like flying through stuff and dodging stuff. You probably just land like with a thud and you're like, ow, I'm tired.
Shit.
And then we see some cave paintings. Which looks like a bit like a dragon I can see with darkness or something. And then we see like someone holding stuff up. It's, you remember, you gotta go watch the trailer, it's really good. But yeah, here's where we're going through like the weird, like dodging stuff, and there's like shards of crystal everywhere. And then we see the Sin Eaters.
I think it's great. It's great. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. Sorry, I was just there. I'm like bringing it up on my stream so I can like talk about it.
Yeah.
As I see it, like nice. It does look great. Like when we come out into like a forest.
Yeah.
You know, it's like coming in, it's like coming in from a night out, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, where am I, mate? What are you doing? Here's a cuppa. Here's a cuppa.
It's the random old guy. It's the random old guy, like, here you go. Sit down.
Yeah.
I like the K-paintings. Oh, no, they feel really cool.
As someone pointed out, it looks a bit... Have you played Fantasy IX?
No.
It looks a bit like Necron from Fantasy IX, the one on the left. Which is interesting. Be interesting if they pull from Fantasy IX when it comes to Heidelin and Zodiac. But yeah, this trailer was really good.
They did drop a big bomb. Like, I like saw it on my Twitter feed, and I'm like, bro, like, I don't know what
that a face in there?
What in the crystal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It's like, is that like one of our memories? Or is that like a memory of like dead people or something?
Oh yeah, there's faces in them.
So are they like people's souls? Like they're trying to bring to help out?
I see, what's his face at the bottom left? Is that Yosetsu in the right crystal? For some reason, one of them looks a bit like Goku Black.
Fucking Goku Black out of nowhere, boys. I'm Kamehameha, our ass. Get
a name. He in. That's some weird mask. No, I can see some faces in the shards, actually. Never noticed that until this. Does he try and reach out for that, actually?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He tried to like, grab onto one.
Yeah.
Tuned by light, the fan.
Is that you that he's trying to grab onto?
It could be, isn't it? It could be like.
Oh, now I fell. Yay.
Now, okay, now we're getting to the bit where the. We start seeing me at this point in my life. You see the fat boy. So, these.
Yeah.
Beasts, these light Sin Eaters. Creatures. The Sin Eaters.
Oh, some people like to call them light shit. Yeah.
These are actually people that have died and
The voice said of people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batman. We've been killing people all this time. Sawing at this people, everyone!
They attacked us first.
Yeah, I feel like we can see some of the... I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of the fact that a lot of the enemies are reskins, but...
True.
And not even really good reskins, because the fact that they're light enemies, so they're just reskinned with... white! And you see the Harley Canassus with the lions. And there's me, with my belly and my rings.
Dude, this guy, I thought he was from, was it Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Was it Street Fighter or was it Tekken? No, I think it was
Street Fighter Bob, you're thinking of.
Yeah, Bob. I was like, that's who it reminds me of. He's like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Like, seeing all this,
and yeah.
Well, actually, seeing the Catboy in pain actually makes me laugh because I...
Oh, look, Mephilia's been kidnapped.
God, yeah, that's not a fucking surprise at this point in my life. Yeah. You know what I keep saying now? I'm trying to...
Where are you?
I'm at 2:04. Like, Alphano in this has grown the fuck up.
He has. He's become a real boy.
He has become... a real boy. And I think a lot of Alfie fans are probably going to be...
Oh, there's been Philly being kidnapped again. Yeah.
It's like, she's cool, like, don't get me wrong. Like, he's cool, but Elysier is just badass because, you know, she's badass. She's a badass woman. And she's grown up as well. Thancred. Yeah. I'm surprised Thancred ain't fucking old and has a beard.
Well, they can't age. Well, Thancred can, but the rest can't properly age past a certain point. And that's awfully set. That's the Titania fight, probably.
So that fairy is so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her. She better be another pet man. Can my?
Really got to remember though. She'll probably be a trickster. She'll probably attack us.
Hell yeah!
Remember, all the fairies in this are considered mischievous. So.
And then we saw Grandpa who started the Empire.
Solius.
Yeah. Solius. He's there, like, oh, what's good, boys?
How you doing? I'm your friend, Solus.
I'm seeing, a couple of these reskins, Cerberus. That tree monster, though.
That's part of Titania fight.
Yeah.
It's an ad. It's just a jacked Sephiroth tree.
It looks sick.
And then that's obviously a dungeon, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, with the arena with the what'd you get at the background? The chair.
Go to the book. If you look at the book.
Yeah.
That is literally the picture for Heaven's Ward.
Yeah, it's the Heaven's Ward book from it's actually in Heaven's Ward.
So I think do you think we're actually gonna see like Astidian a whole lot more?
Well you can see him in the portal where Gaius is. He's in the back.
Let me go. Yeah, okay.
So, yay, everyone, Astinian's back! Yay!
Not like we've been wanting to kill him.
For fuck's sake.
Gunbreaker. Wait a minute. That looked weird.
What?
You stole her?
Yeah, she's a witch.
She looks like she's dying in that picture. She's like, nah, it's like my final words kind of thing.
Yeah.
If so, I'm going to be happy. You know what your villain want to be?
That's the Eden summon, by the way, what is it? Around 310. That's Eden.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. That's the exact same thing as the Eden in Final Fantasy VIII does, so.
Oh, yeah. the circle.
Yeah.
Well, obviously around the world kind of summon.
Yeah.
Dude, that is sick.
Because Eden was a giant, like, space ship thing that was a giant laser that killed things. By the way, Fantasy 8 Remake has been announced for 2019. Please look forward to it.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Eden Hex already 2019.
Yeah. Great. Become what you must. Me.
Now we see a bunch of skills, obviously.
Yeah.
What we're going to be getting.
Yeah. Including Monk. They showed Monk off because they like Monk now. Yoshi P said Monk was his favourite to work on.
That's good.
Yeah. Because it allowed them to break out their shell, because normally they think about what's going to be in the future expansions rather than what's going to be in the current one. But with the way they thought about how they did Monk, they realised that they should just screw the rules and give it Grease Lightning. For...
Like this trailer, like I watched it while eating lunch because I was like, right, I'm gonna make some lunch and go sit down and watch this trailer. And I see that the end bit, like they're going through this like cave,
yeah.
And then like they came out with this,
yeah.
And I know if you want the whole kind of lore aspect of it, I know Motion Radio are going to be talking about it tomorrow.
With FS Ashes. Go check them out. Twitch.tv and Motion Radio.
And, like, what the fuck? It's like they came down and basically said, like, the two hardest primals. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are we going to fight them? That's what I was like. I was like, oh, what?
Well, no, not hardest. Eldest. The two eldest primals. Because there's normal primals and elder primals, such as Bahamut, Odin, I know those are two elder primals. In fact, Odin's one of the unique primals, being the fact that the sword is the primal, in a way.
Hmm.
The Zantetsukun is the primal, because that's the thing that's worshipped. And that's why when someone kills Odin in the Fate, they technically pick up the sword after killing it, and that's why the next Odin Fate then has the race of the same person that killed it, and the name. Because you became the new primal.
That's cool.
You became the new vessel for Odin. So with Heidelin and Zodiac, it'd be interesting to see how they became primals and who summoned them. Who summoned Heidelin? Hey, Susan.
It seems like we're working with Solis or...
Well, you gotta remember, the Ashens, I hate to say this, aren't 100% evil. But they aren't good either. You don't want them to do what they're doing, but you know
that. Was like back when we were like the Warriors of Light, wouldn't you be like, we'd be like, oh, now we're just a team now? Because now we're like the Warriors of Darkness?
Well, no, it's not because we're Warriors of Darkness, it's because. We want balance, and the Ashens are darkness. It's the same issue with our shards as well. If we killed the Ashens, would cause too much light, which would then cause too much of an issue. So,
okay.
It's like they need to exist because there are opposites. They're not good. They're not good to exist, but at the same time, they have to exist because they're, you know.
Thank you, Susu.
Thank you, Susan.
The 5 billion. Happy
Mugarande,
hell yeah.
Let's celebrate.
Celebrate.
Celebrate good recordings, come on.
It's like, obviously with us helping the Ashens and that.
Yeah.
It's more like now we are... Wait. The balance. It's like we are the god now. We are the balance primal. It's literally just us. We are the balance primal.
Well, no. Remember, the Ashens also have a balance. Solis is actually the Ashen of balance. Each one had their like role.
He was the white one, right?
That's racist. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't. That's the white one
with the white cloak. Instead of the black one.
No, I don't think he was. That was someone else.
Because I know, like, they had the Ashen that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
But we know about the white one because, you know, we've actually had, like, games with him.
But yeah, there was three Ashens, if I'm right, that were close to Zodiac. One was for chaos, one was for balance, and one was for, like, good. Though their idea of good is not our good, but that's how it was. They kind of know more than us, really, when it comes to stuff like this.
It's like, I'm not a big lore man when it comes to, because I don't like read into everything. In fact, I don't have a lore book. I'd probably read like a lot more if I had a lore book.
Yeah.
but so when it comes to like game mechanics, you know, I'm pretty decent with. But fuck, I don't think it is. That trailer, like, obviously that trailer dropping. I think that made E3 for me, honestly. Even though I have seen quite a lot of E3 stuff.
Square Enix was my E3 show, if I'm honest.
What, the FF7 remake?
Yeah, the FF8 remaster.
The announcement of FF remaster, well, I thought.
Yeah, and then there was cool. Crystal Chronicles as well. I'm looking forward to that, Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, because I've always wanted to play that. I had it on the GameCube, but it was impossible to play because it was too expensive. Because you needed a Game Boy Advance and a copy of the game and a GameCube.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive. Definitely back in the day.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to Crystal Chronicles on the Switch or PS4 or Android devices or iOS. Whichever device you prefer to play your video games on.
It's like, I'm pretty...
I agree, Charlie. Really... FFCC hype.
Ooh. It's like, I didn't play... I'm stating the obvious. I've said this many times to everyone who's played, like, obviously played the Final Fantasy games. I didn't play 7, I didn't play 8, I didn't play any other Final Fantasy game till Final Fantasy 13, 14, and 15. I'm saying that now. I am a young'un.
Will you be playing the remake next year?
Yes, I will be playing the remake.
I will definitely
be playing the remake.
I pre-ordered the Super Collector's Edition because I'm crazy. How much was right? £259.
Jesus.
It comes with a massive statue of Cloud on a motorbike, though. So.
That looked good though. That's worth the money right there.
Yeah. It's, by the way, it's $320 for those in America. So, yeah, it's the only game I would actually spend that money on. Even Fantasy 14, I wouldn't spend that much money on. But Fantasy 7 was my first role playing game, and it got me into the games. So,
yeah, see, like I think that's where me and you, because I have bought every collected edition of Dragon Age.
Yeah.
And Dragon Age was my first, like, MMO.
Yeah.
RPG kind of thing. Like, my RPG games are one MMO.
Yeah.
And so, when the new one comes out, fuck, man, I'm gonna be fucking selling a kidney.
Yeah.
You know, like, damn. Also, Susan, thank you for the shout-out on Twitter, by the way. Thank you,
Susan. But, yeah, it's... Yeah, it's kind of expensive, but it's worth it.
It's worth it when it's a game like you care about, because it was like your first.
It's my first, and I love it.
And so obviously, because I'm not really big Final Fantasy fan, because obviously I'm a Dragon Age. Even though I do play Final Fantasy games, like, don't get me wrong, I love the genre of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people hate me because I like 13. Well, okay, they don't hate me; they just hate the game. But obviously, I like the game, so. I enjoyed it. I didn't play 13 too because I didn't have money. You know, I was more into Dragon Age. And
I bought the collector's edition of 13 too because I'm weird. I got it for a deal, so that's why.
Well, a deal's like hella good. When you get it for deals, it's great. But I think the game that kind of stood out to me, and I was reading at the time, and it was the new Star Wars game.
Oh yeah.
So like, I thought that looked sick. The combat looked really cool.
The combat kind of put me off because it feels more Dark Souls-y, and I'm not a big fan of that type of combat, especially in Star Wars games. I want to feel like I'm gonna sort everyone, and they should tremble before me. Not, oh no, there's two enemies. I'll have to go one at a time.
Like, I guess it's giving me the kind of like, the realism of being a Jedi, because
that's Jedi not really realism, were, is like, it? They, I'm sure most they, Jedi's would kick most generic stormtroopers' asses. Well, yeah, even in groups. I'm not talking like army groups. I'm talking like because there was four people. I'm sure a Jedi can handle four stormtroopers.
Yeah, how good this Jedi was, you know.
Yeah.
So you have like tiers of Jedi, you know, you got your Padawans, your fucking normal Jedi, your Jedi Knights and your Jedi Masters and stuff. You know, and we don't actually know what this guy is. We don't know if he's,
he's still an apprentice.
Yeah, he's just an apprentice, so
yeah.
He's still like honing these like four skills.
But if I don't get to be a badass by the end of the game, then no.
Yeah, then I'm gonna be pretty upset. I'll spend that much money for it. I'm gonna be pretty upset.
But I'm not going to buy it straight away because I've got too many games on the way, but it's on my maybe bar.
I haven't got many games. Obviously, I'm playing like Final Fantasy VII, but my mum got that, so I'll play it through hers.
Yes.
Because
for me, it's Borderlands 3 in September.
Yeah, but Borderlands 3, I might get. It has to be depending on how much money I'll have up until then. Because I've also got the Star Wars The Old Republic expansion I want to play.
Anyway, let's go back to Final Fantasy.
I don't want to tell you what's on about Final Fantasy, but I think that's my area of expertise of E3. Like, they didn't say anything about Dragon Age, so I wasn't really paying attention. So.
What do you expect? Dragon Age probably won't be out for another, like, well, ever, I'm going to guess now, after Anthem.
Well, look, I have high hopes, but you have to remember that Dragon Age 4 has been in the work like forever, but they had to keep scrapping it because of stupid other games that they put before it. I'm looking at Anthem. Yes, I enjoyed Anthem, but fuck me, it was a shit game.
Yeah, and Mass Effect Andromeda was not that good either.
Oh, don't get me started on that as well. No. Well, Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14 is a great game. Everyone should play it.
Yeah. But now, I want to talk a bit more about 7 quickly. I like the new combat system that they're doing, which is a mix of real-time and turn-based.
I love the
You remember, like, Dragon Age, where you could pause the game and then, you know, do, like, a tactics mode?
Yeah.
With Final Fantasy 7 Remake, they're kind of using that system in a way. Basically, what you can do is you've got your normal auto attacks where you just press the button to slash, which deals a minimum amount of damage. Not a huge amount, but, you know, it'll still hurt them. But there's a little bar underneath your health bar, which is called your ATB, your active time battle gauge. And as you do actions, it slowly fills up. And then you can use an active... It'll, basically, when you press it, it'll like freeze everything around you. And then you can do different actions based on how many ATB gauges you have.
That is pretty good.
So you can unleash your ultimate limit breaks, or you can do magic, high level magic spells, or you can do summoning, or you can just use items if need be. So it's like a mix of real time with the turn based. The first part of I don't know how many parts will be March 3rd. And it's two Blu-ray discs for the first part.
Two Blu-rays?
Yeah, so the first part is over 100 gig.
Jesus!
Yeah.
If you ain't got like a decent PS4 that has like a decent hard drive, then get ready, go get another hard drive.
Yeah, you'll need a hard drive for Final Fantasy 7 at this rate.
Yeah, it's a whole hard drive. That's good though, because that's when you know it's going to be a good game.
By the way, we should know the requirements for Fantasy 14 Shadowbringers soon as well, I'm guessing.
Well, most people on PC, if you don't have an SSD, then...
because remember, the size increase of the game will go up with Shadowbringers, duh. Mm-hmm. Also, remember that this size won't be the exact amount that you'll need. They might say, it'll be 80 gigabytes, but chances are it might be 60. But the 20 gigabytes are just put aside for future patch updates.
Mm.
So, Talon says, with the ATB gauge, I think they did a great job adding in the classic turn-based feel in Action Center. It felt really good to watching. Yeah, it did, and I've heard a lot of good reviews from IGN, GameStop, GameSpot, who've had a chance to play it. So, yeah, it was one thing that sold me as well, Talon. It means that we can have Knights of the Round still, and we can all go make a cup of tea while it does an action for 8 minutes.
Fuck yeah. That sounds good to me. I would definitely probably play it. Like, I didn't play 7, I didn't play 8, so I didn't play all these.
For anyone who's been watching my playthrough of 7, I did some grinding off stream because I wanted to grind some materia. And I've finally got my, oh shit, Chili's broke the game combo. Done.
Oh no, here we go. Here we go. Chili breaking game.
Nicer rounds is the strongest attack in the game. But there's a materia called Mime, which literally does what it says. It mimes the last action.
So you can do it twice?
You can, no. You can just do it infinitely. Because you can have Mime, what if you grind enough and put a Mime on each character? You have the first person cast Knights of the Round. Then the second character mimes the first character, so they cast Knights of the Round. Then the third person uses Mime to mime the second person's. And then the first person can mime the third person and repeat in a circle. So you can just keep miming Knights of the Round over and over again until the enemy's dead. So you pair Knights of the Round material with HP absorb and Knights of the Round material with MP absorb if you can get two knights. And Talon says, oh, heads up, it's not looking like we're going to get a preload for 14 Shadowbringers. That'd be weird if we don't. It'll probably get announced tomorrow. It'll probably be, like, it won't be a huge... It won't be, a really long... Words are hard, you know, I'm doing a podcast, but I'm guessing it won't be it will be a short time for preload. I'm going to, when the servers go down, because the servers are going down probably for 24 hours on the 27th, chances are the preload will go live then. So, that's my guess anyway. Also, remember the PS4 will be able to preload a lot faster than the PC. So, because PS4 has that advantage.
I can download it fast enough ready for
The ready reason why the PS4 gets it first as well, by the way, Talon, is because the data is stored on the Sony servers instead of the Square Enix servers, so you when Sony does their midnight rollover, the patches normally go live then. So that's why they go a little bit earlier than PC.
Hopefully my internet's going to be a whole lot better because I'm still in the hazy part. So hopefully I will be able to stream it. But it's really annoying because if anyone knows how... Because when I stream Final Fantasy 14, I notice that every time I move, my screen gets really pixelated on stream. And I want to know how... how do you fix that? If any streamers are in there, can you drop me a message or something? I have no clue of how to fix it. So I want people to have clear content so they can see what the fuck I'm doing. But sorry, it's just really annoying. I don't know how to
fix it. Who would know how to fix that? Maelstrom Radio. Twitch or T says Maelstrom Radio.
So I'll probably go hit him up and see what I can do because I have even with my internet right now it's bad.
Yeah.
But I have 14 up, 11 down, and 23 MS. I don't know if that's good. I'm not a really big tech.
That's up. That's good upload, yeah.
But how can I make it not do that?
I don't know.
I have to do it in internet speed and such. The cry face. my upload's good. Feels bad, man. Oh well.
Looks like Square Enix lost their code for 7 and 8, but they asked EDOS for the PC code. Yeah.
Long. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of great pictures and stuff of the 7, Tifa and Cloud. It's been great. Also great for people doing all the art stuff as well for the new jobs. I think they look amazing. It's great. I can't wait. No, man.
Oh, well, I'm reading this from this guy's Twitter, Andrea Reinvention, about some Square Enix stuff that's gone on in the past. Speaking of old DDoS bots, something I learned just about yesterday was that when working on Fantasy VII for PC, Squaresoft USA weren't given access to the original FMVs or the original backdrop files. They had to manually rip them from a PS1 copy.
Sorry, I'm like, I was also looking at art at the same.
So yeah, Fantasy 14, has anyone got any comments in, Talon says has something to do with internet speed and such. By the way, does anyone in chat want to talk about anything they're excited for in Shadowbringers coming up?
Talon again, what jobs are you almost hyped for, even looking at all the changes?
Monk. Mostly Monk, but also Dancer. What about you, Paul? And what about you, Talon? Kira Wolf says Dancer.
A lot of people are liking Dancer.
Yeah.
Because Dancer.
My only issue is I want to see how it works with my ping.
Yeah, because if it's like a ping class, like say like Machinist, apparently Machinist is supposed to be a very ping heavy class now.
Wait, it was before.
All these changes.
Machinist was always very ping heavy because you had to fit in as much as you could before overheat disappeared. In fact, it's less ping heavy now than before.
Hey, tell him to go and break your hell, yeah.
Susan says, excited for more crafting and gathering shit. New housing items. More spaces in my glamour dresser. Yay! By the way, one of the features I like about new housing items, at least, is the fact you'll be able to preview them from the market board rather than having to look online to try and find what they look like. You can go, oh, man, I wonder what this cupboard looks like. Oh, it's shit. Let's go to a different cupboard.
Let's not use that.
Well, this is a Moogle cupboard. Obviously, it's the best cupboard. I'll buy that one. That's how it goes, right? But does the cupboard make squishy sounds? Probably not. But yeah, Kira says Dancer. Kira says, I'm definitely excited to get more room in my dresser. Yeah, it's nice to see them expanding that. Though it would be nice to expand the areas you can use it as well. And I'd also like, even... this is going to sound like the weirdest sentence ever. But I know they can't right now put the glamour dresser in other areas because of server issues. But I want a glamour dresser glamour. Because I really like the look of that glamour dresser. And I don't care if I can't use it as a glamour dresser. I just want it as a glamour piece for my house. Oh yeah, Kira will be able to view furniture. Yeah, there'll be a furniture preview in the game. Yeah, that E3 trailer we were talking about earlier. It looks amazing. You guys hyped about that? Tell us in the comments what you're most hyped about. Paul, so jobs. What do they say? What's your job you're looking for?
I like Gunbreaker, but I think Scholar. Scholar changes, yeah, they're taking like all the DPS out, but I think it's going to be easy. This is going to be an easy class to play. And White Mage, look, interesting. Yeah, that's what you're saying. How they changed the lilies, I would say, is great. How they changed the lilies is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw a really cute art where it showed like people like fucking like stamping down on the lilies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the lilies were like, we will become what we most hate. And they tell them, yeah. This lilies just look great. It looks so good. I think it's gonna be cool. I think getting the fairy wings and stuff, I'll probably be my second class. I'll probably level.
By the way, the amount of damage reduction we're gonna get is crazy, so I'm gonna guess the damage is going up a lot.
True.
Because let's just say you've got your paladin's wings.
Mm-hmm.
That stacks with the white mage's new wings, so that's 20%.
Mm-hmm.
That'll then stack with the Bard or Machinist or Dancers, which is 30%. And then you pop down Sacred Soil. That's more damage reduction. So...
And we've got the Gunbreakers one as well. Yeah. It's going to be a whole lot.
And you got the Blackest Knight if need be. All the tanks have some sort of damage reduction for the whole party. You can stack them all except for the Dancer, Machinist, and Bard ones because they don't stack.
What I'm looking forward to, I would say, the most is with Gunbreaker. Now, I've been watching a lot of videos. I've watched like Mr. Happy, Very Merry, because I love Very Merry. We hosted him like last time. I love Very Merry. And he's going to be a Gunbreaker as well. So, claps, try to get him on at some point because I might have to drop him a message. But with one of your combos, I think it's like your aggro combo. With your aggro combo, you generate a shield. What I thought was great. And it gives you like a small heal, but also gives you like a shield. So, it's like, I think it was it 5? I think it was like 5% medication.
Yeah. Which is a low level ability as well. I think it's like level 3.
I saw that and I was like, I was so happy because I main tank a lot because I'm a warrior main now. Yeah. I main tank a lot. And having that, I can have a shield and a regen that I can put on anyone or myself. I love that. And the cure potency of that, yes, Brutal Shell.
Brutal Shell, yeah.
Cool. And I was like, yeah, this is the tank for me because I love it. That we get like a mitigation. It's like I think it's the Sentinel and Vengeance version for it. And it's like, we have, gives us like 10% damage reduction because it's like 50%. But it could not be because I don't actually think, but it gives you like 50% of parry rate. I'm like, okay.
But parry rate, that's parry.
But yeah, but that you can give us, obviously with Brutal Shell and just so much more that, you know, we're going to have a constant, I think we're going to try and keep up with your main tank a lot.
Yeah.
Constant 5% damage reduction.
Well, it's like Paladin's change with the fact that Sheltron is now just not a one you spent move. If you use Sheltron now as Paladin, it now lasts for 6 seconds, so you're constantly blocking for 6 seconds.
And that's great. It's great.
Crazy. That's a lot of damage reduction right here because shields block a lot of damage.
Talon, what server do you play on? We can be Gunbreaker friends. We talk about all the things.
By the way, Kira Wolf, I've got some sad news. It looks like there might not be a Palace of the Dead or Heaven on High in Shadowbringers, by the looks of things from what we've heard, which sucks, because I know you're a fan of Palace of the Dead and Heaven on High. But it looks like we're getting Diadem! Everyone loves Diadem, right?
I love Diadem. Fairy? Man, I used to know a personal fairy. Wait, what's Fairy on? Is that on Aether or Primal?
Big Aether.
Is it on Aether?
Or is it in Crystal now? Who knows? I don't know. Talon, tell us. Tell us where your fairies are. Is it in Domal? Is it in Somal?
It's on that. Yeah, I have bullets everywhere as well. And most of them are all going to be
gone. Aether.
Aether, okay, cool.
Sweet. Wait. Yeah, I thought I've run stuff with you before on my Gilgamesh character, Chibi Rose Swinging.
Chibi Rose Swinging?
Rose Swinging.
Did you say Chibi?
Yeah. Chibi Rose Swinger.
Chibi Rose. Did you change your name?
Chibi, no, it's Chili. Chibi? No, it's still Chili. No, Chibi Rose Swinger still goes, I guess.
That's great. It's like, I've been playing Gunbreaker whole lot. I'm gonna try because I have a goal, a pretty big goal, but it's a goal to be the best Gunbreaker in Europe. Because that's where I mainly play. I mainly play in Europe, but I do have a Gilgamesh character.
What's a Europe server? I'm confused.
Yeah, where they fucked up and like split it down the middle, and now we only have 5 servers on each one. What's kind of weird. But I'm hoping the party finds are going to be so much more better. But I'm on both of those, so it's pretty cool. was Chili in CT. Yeah, I thought he was a part of shit. Yeah, to be fair, Chili's a part of a lot of things.
I'm part of everything, really.
You are. You're just a floating bee.
I'm a whore.
Podcast. Also.
Oh, yeah, Chili. Tell me, I remember that, yeah. I remember that. It's like, wait, you're Chili from She Hills? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be honest, Alan. I went to contact RV and Pete because, you know, I'm friend. I love the guys. So I contacted them saying, someone said that I'm part of She Hills, a tank, and now. But to be fair, I call up and I'm on it so often, I'm not surprised.
It's true.
Oh, nice, Kira. I'll have to add you as a friend.
I'm Primal?
Ultros is my main. Remember, Ultros is my city boy.
I thought Ultros was also an Aether. I don't know why. Am I like... I'm
Ah, nice.
My brain.
No, down. Ultros is Primal. And also, I still don't understand why Balmon became the ERP chat server when Ultros should clearly be it. The server is... The thing the server is literally a giant tentacle pervert monster. Why are we not the ERP server? I mean, why am I saying this? But still. I mean, don't ERPs, it's the bads.
Yeah, don't do the...
I won't stop you, so just do it. Just don't do it in public. I mean, don't do it, it's the bads. And that's me knocking down stuff in anger. I guess.
To be change in the one to the ERP Ultros.
You know, I kind of want
to. I kind of want to go RP now.
And screenshot. Thanks, Susan. Be the change you want to see in the world. if only you knew. You don't want to know. Make Ultros pervy again. Not with those sentences. But we're screenshotting that.
See, like, I think the one thing I'm going to be looking forward to is leveling again.
Oh, yeah, I like that. By the way, make sure you, if you've pre-ordered... if you pre-ordered Shadowbringers, make sure you keep your earring on you. Yay for earring, because I'm going to guess that'll work from 70 to 71. That'll give you a little of a boost.
That'd be cool.
And yes, Spoony Monk. I have my Spoony Bard minion. Talon. He is one of my favourite minions. The Spoony Bard. Oh, by the way, thank you to everyone who voted on my poll. I will try and get a video up next week, maybe, because this week's been busy.
Yes,
but for some reason, Lick the PS4 Box won.
Yes.
I thought people wanted me to give it away or sell it. Nope.
No.
People just want me to record licking it.
Do you know what?
So, spoilers, you know what? I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do the video in this podcast right now, okay? Okay?
I have a chili sauce on it.
I've already got a plan in my head. I'm having to record this. There's two different ways that I want to do this, but one way is so... It's so embarrassing that I'm not going to do it because I don't want to do it. The first one was trying to buy a blow-up doll and then putting it in the middle of the legs. That was my first idea. But I thought, no, I'm not going to order one of those. That'd be awkward. Why you bought that? Well, I bought it for YouTube. Gonna lick its box. So the second idea, I'm not gonna say what it is, but that's the idea I've gone with. The second idea, I'm not gonna go with the blow up doll with the PlayStation box in between its legs, so I can go, I'm gonna lick your box. I'm gonna eat you like groceries. But I have planned something else instead. Which, by the way, is almost just as embarrassing. So don't worry. I'm going to do something silly. And I'm recording it in 4K, so... Careful chilling your Sausage McContent in showing. It, you know... I haven't played Sausage McContent for ages, so he's jumping out a little bit. He's popping his head out, as one could say.
Oh, no. Oh, it's too fucking hot now. I'm fucking sweating.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hope everyone is crying of laughter. I'm so hoping. Oh, my God. I'm going to go back and clip that. That's going to be in the quotes channel. That's going to be a quota right there. Tune in if you're still there. get it in the quote.
But anyway, I guess we'll go back to Final Fantasy, even though there's no way we can top that. And we're reaching the hour mark anyway, so...
Oh, like we usually do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Sausage McContent is my Bowmonger out, Kira Wolf. Talon says my whole neighbourhood can hear me screaming. Enjoy your pain, because this could be both sentences.
Enjoy your pain.
What? No, Sausage McContent, yeah, is my Hyperion. It's not my Hyperion. It's my Bulbon character. He has a sausage shop that he sells hot dogs. I need to level sausage. I enjoy playing on Bulbon, actually.
It's a great service. Yeah. It's a great community over there.
Yeah, go check them out. It's not all pervs. There are a load of people that roleplay normally. Seriously, I met more loads of normal role players than I did anything else. Just don't go to Quicksands. You can go anywhere else. Just not Quicksands, okay?
But what happens if I have a quest over in Quicksands?
Then turn off your chat. But yeah, anywhere else is fine. As long as you're not in the Adventurers Guild, you're fine. Yeah, Blitzball is a lot of fun. I enjoyed their... they raised a lot of money for that. It was pretty good. It's sad that the Chocobos lost.
Yeah.
Get walked.
It would be when we... Yeah, when we sponsor them.
Yeah.
We'd lose.
That's fine. Next year.
Next year.
Next year they will be winners. They will be wieners with Sausage McContent back in them. Wiener McContent.
Also, I'd like to know in chat, how many of you are going to be one of the new races? You're going to be a bunny or you're going to be a hot guy?
I've heard of that too, that Gold of Sharon, the Guardian World of Warcraft.
Yep.
Yeah, the rest of Balmung is fine, so don't ever worry about that, and they're very friendly. Not that friendly, I mean just friendly. Just friends, okay? Oh.
I can't wait to see Catman. Mikote or you go.
Kira's, that's a good one. I'm Kira.
It's impossible to load into there.
But not to unload, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. 10 out of 10. Talon says, I can't wait to be a buff cat daddy.
Ah, yeah. At least you're not a Mikasa.
Will you have glasses and a hat and go, cheerio, good sir? If I was a Hofgraf, I'd have a suit and tie and I'd be like the British little thing ever.
Ah, thank you to Catboy, the little hornless.
The little hornless thing. Ugh.
Okay, I can tear them apart now.
Boy, that was... so, Paul, what race are you going to be? You're going to change, aren't you, to Vera, right?
My main is going to be changing to a Briera, but I do have my Ephemero. Obviously, Boobo's going to be Ephemero still. And we have my other... Oh, what's called Paul Agro is going to be Aura.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
Kira Wolf says my main is a cat boy. Kira says her fiance calls him fuck boy.
Yeah, that's literally most cat boys are fuck boys.
I'm going to stay Lalafell because if anyone's ever met me in real life, I kind of look a bit like Lalafell in real life. So by law, I have to be a Lalafell.
By law, I must stay Lalafell.
I mean, Kira Wolf can confirm this, right? That I look like a Lalafell. Also, remember to go follow Kira Wolf 123. She streams occasionally on Twitch. So, go check her out.
Did she stream?
Yeah. That's Kira Wolf 123. Don't try to sound like Vegan Pete's tweet of the week, though. Susan says, Chili is in real life, Chibi. Yeah, that's true. I am. Stream of the week. Tweet of the week.
Tweet
of the week.
Oh, okay. The Kira is live on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday night. Okay. Stream on weekends. Click the follow and check notifications. I like your back, your offline screen. That's cool.
So yeah, go follow Kira Wolf.
Guess what? You're gonna get a follow there. I'm your 37th follower.
That's cool. Maybe we can get to 40. That'd be good. So anyone watching, go click the follow button if you don't follow already. And if you're listening in the future, then go follow. Do it.
Do it.
But let's wrap this up because we've reached an hour, so. Paul, any thoughts about what's happened this week? By the way, if anyone wants to chat. Paul, you got any final thoughts? I'll keep it on the chat while you...
Final thoughts. Gunbreaker is going to be the best thing. I'm hoping I'm going to reach my goal being the best in Europe. I hope. But all the classes look like they're going to be fun. Nothing's properly broken. Maybe Machinist, but let's hope that Eden is going to be one hell of fun.
Well, that's later, isn't Eden? Or is that first?
Yeah, like 2 weeks in.
Oh, Eden's the 8-man, isn't it? Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. By the way, we got a teaser of Eden in the trailer. For anyone who doesn't know, the when it showed the Earth and the little circle market, that's Eden. Well, that's part of the summon anyway. So...
Why didn't her moving that expensive? Sorry.
I'm excited to level up Monk because we've finally got some new moves, and I'm excited for the new storyline. I just like leveling up especially with new content. So
to be fair, we got like was it three? I got 3 alts to level.
Yeah, I have 2 really.
You have 2.
Yeah,
because you're also, if you didn't know, guys, Chili's gonna be raiding with fucking Vegan Pete.
Yeah.
Next expansion.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She heals I tank. Which team says she heals I tank?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Talon. That'd be good. Good to see. We stream every record bi-weekly. So, but though next week we're going to record later than normal because we want to record on the early access day. Because otherwise the 27th would just be us going, oh my god, Shadow bring us in 4 hours, 3 hours,
to be fair,
2.5 hours, 2 hours.
I'm going to be asleep
because
I want to wake up, feel refreshed, and stream all fucking day and all fucking night.
And I've ordered pussy for the 28th.
Same. I've got Monster.
And for anyone that doesn't know, pussy is an energy drink in England. So it's made from 100% natural ingredients.
Natural pussy.
I've always wanted to try it. But it's expensive, so, and nobody nearby had it, so I bought some from Amazon. I bought pussy on Amazon. So you can get everything from Amazon nowadays.
Also, Chili.
Yeah.
One more thing before we end.
Okay.
What do you think about us not having class quests?
it's going to suck in the future. I know we're going to get one, aren't we, at level 80? It sucks because I enjoy the storyline that goes with them.
Same. Fanny in UK versus US.
If you're from England and then you go to America and then someone says, do you want to stuff my fanny pack? That means something completely different.
Yeah. It's like, you know, don't put your trousers down and you'd be really confused.
Yeah.
Really confused then.
So, but... what we were talking about again, I can't remember.
I'm going to miss them because every expansion, the story has changed.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. And now they're just going to get rid of it all, like, completely, just, like, with one quest.
Yeah.
Why? Why do that? I enjoyed the Rage Mage quest.
What's worse is going to be for new jobs in the future because they're not going to have any, are they?
No, they're not going to have any. They're just going to be like, oh, okay, you just have a class now. Oh.
Yeah.
But I liked it when they put stories into it because then you had, like, it was like a whole other story from the main story. It was great. You know, like, Curious George finding his love. That was great. That was the best quest line I could ever have because it was warrior and it was adorable. It was a romantic love over people that had anger issues. It was great. It was adorable, but now we're not
going to love at first rage quit.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, that was just my closing argument for that. Because I'm angry at that, because I actually enjoyed doing the class stories. But obviously we're going to keep all the other ones, say if you're leveling to fucking level 1 again, then you know, we're going to keep all those just when you get to new expansions. Okay, in this expansion, you're going to have one. I think we're going to have to do a...
There's something called Rogue Quest, where we take control of other characters.
I don't know about that. I really... Not my cup of tea. I'd rather, obviously, because we have had to control the other characters. Like, Ystola. Alfie. You know?
You've got,
like, two moves. So, you know.
I feel like they've expanded this a lot more with this. Those were, like, tests. So, I'm feeling like we're going to have actual rotations.
Yeah, they have expanded it.
Yeah.
Where it's like... I don't know if any of you played WoW and you had this where you basically soloed it as your class. It was like a class quest and it was like an arena. You had to fight a boss and it had like loads of cheating mechanics.
Yeah.
And it was annoying. Like even if you watch like Asmongold, he fucking headbutted his keyboard over it. You know, like there was some bullshit. If they like that, okay. That's going to be fun. But I think... They have put so much difference in this expansion than any other expansion. Like, we have trust system. We now have this role quest thing.
Yeah, the scions.
We have... What is it? We have... we have the 24-man. What is a whole different 24-man?
It's based on Nier Automata.
It's based on Nier Automata and like Automata. Everyone's that.
Auto tomatoes,
definitely. You know, and that's like super sci-fi. You know, androids and shit. And then you have Eden.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have this crafting and gathering, helping Ishgard. They've added so much in this expansion. I am surprised if it's not over 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be surprised.
I don't know. A lot of the assets are reused. Ultimates, there's going to be at least two ultimates. Which would be interesting to see.
Well, that'd be cool. Well, okay, what are we thinking of that? What ultimate? Alex?
I want to go with the Warring Triad.
Ooh, really?
I actually think it's going to be the Warring Triad plus Kefka.
No.
Because remember, Warring Triad was tied with Kefka originally in the storyline, if I remember my lore correctly. Because he absorbs them or kills them. He took, or something like that. So I feel like we're going to beat the Warring Triad and then it goes to, an ultimate Kefka.
Especially the best.
Yeah.
I have seen so many videos to say, this is why Final Fantasy is literally the best, the best MMO out there right now. Because if you look at WoW, WoW has degraded.
Yeah.
I should know, I still play WoW, but as an update, I'm no longer raiding in WoW. That's why I was 10 minutes, well, 10-ish late, because I actually resigned from being a raid leader over there. I'll join them in fun runs, but everything now is going towards Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Everything. And a lot of people were sad to like see me go because, you know, I was actually good at the game. You know, and I was a pretty decent tank. But no more. Final Fantasy for life. It's kind of sad. But I would still have to pay a subscription over there. I go over there and play with my girlfriend and my friends.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway, so...
But honestly, Kefgar, like Gold Kefgar, was probably like my favorite fight of this expansion. Okay, all right, okay, Paul, go. Chili, favorite fight in this expansion for raids or primals or whatever?
Gold Kefgar.
There we go. Because I actually really enjoyed that fight. That was an amazing fight, I have to admit. And he looked so buff.
Yeah. All right, Kira says, I actually just bought WoW. Oh, cool.
Good luck. Teach me how to WoW.
Anyway, let's end it here.
Let's end it here before we get into more. Like,
Paul, have you got any shout-outs?
Yes. Shout-out to Chili, as always, because Chili always comes on and we chat like it's no tomorrow.
Okay.
That and Chili does so much other stuff. He should be a community manager for Final Fantasy 14.
I wish.
When it comes to podcasts, he is everywhere. He's also on the gist about everything news related to Final Fantasy 14 and many other games that interest him, because he is so good at that.
Yeah.
Mainly because that is his job.
Yeah, that's my job.
You know, but he's so good at it. So everyone just a clap for Chili.
Oh. Well, I want to clap for Paul for putting up with my madness every couple of weeks on here on Moogle Go Around Radio, twitch.tv says Moogle Go Around Radio. I also want to shout out to Kira Wolf, Talon, and Susan for joining us in chat. It's been nice chatting with you guys. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, of course, I'll be streaming more often next week. It's just that this week has been exhausting because of E3. Monday and Tuesday, I got 2.5 hours sleep because I did a podcast on Monday and Tuesday to get our impressions out. So, Joe, check those out if you want at psu.podbean.com. Talon says, I'm playing Dragon Ball Legends because of Chili. I hope you're enjoying it.
At least your phone can handle it. Mine can't.
But yeah, thank you, Kira Wolf. Much love as always. But yeah, I'm going to wrap it up here. Remember to follow us at MGR. Moogle Go Round. What's our Twitter again?
At
Moogle Go Round. And also follow me at MGR_. Follow Paul at Paul_Metal1, right?
Yeah, there's no underscore. There's just Paul Mal 1.
Just Paul Mal 1. Nice. That's even easier.
Yeah. No underscore.
So but next week...
Do you want to do your legendary? Because everyone knows it. It is known across the galaxy of podcasts of how Fine. You do your shout-out.
Go follow twitch.tv says Shields Attack at twitch.tv says Shields Attack. Also go check out Shields Attack. Oh, go check out Mushroom Radio, twitch.tv says Mushroom Radio. Also go check out Ian Zeno. Also go check out Me COSS at twitch.tv says Me COSS. I've been following recently. Also go check out who else have been following recently? Yeah, go check them out. Also make sure you follow Mushroom Radio. Also remember the Vegan Pete Raid race is on the 16th of next week. So if you're on the AFA Center, go check out the Vegan Pete Raid at Shields Attack. So yeah. There we go. Is that fast enough? Also remember to go follow Kira Wolf, of course. So until next time, I am Chili, one of the fastest Final Fantasy 14 talking guys that exists, I guess. And I wear a poop hat. Go check out Watch Game also at twitch.tv/Game, or go check them up on YouTube. They'll be probably covering the live later tomorrow. Until then, see you next Friday for early access. Where we get to play the video games and stuff.
Where we get to think our lives.
Yes.